As the queen bee said to the old king bee, latch on, kid, it's Jubilee! Yes, Jacksons, Jubilee Scat Scouts have been raking up the old hot Chichornia field, and they're all set to dig you with a tempting bit of tempo featuring the best in boogie-woogie, gut bucket, barrel house, and blues. And here to introduce the dispensers of same is your master of ceremonies, that gay and debonair man about town, that bull grumble among blimps, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Cool and Glasses Vine Smith. Beating out the tempo is that grand band leader, Mr. Rhythm himself, Jimmy Lunsford. Jim, it's been some time since your last appearance on our show.
As long as Jubilee is going on, Ernie, there's no such thing as my last appearance. I like it here.
Well, good.
And just to show you how I feel, Ernie, I'm going to bust out with a little number called Bust Out.
Well, all right. Hit it, Buster. Now, and straight from the steam room, we bring you a beamy quartet. For your approval, a set of groovy characters reading from left to right, Joe Liggins and his honey dippers. They're coming at you with How Come.
Me like you used to.
How come?
Ain't you still my baby?
How come?
You're running around dating. Leave me waiting. Baby, how come?
How come?
Don't kiss me like you used to.
How come?
And I still your baby?
How come?
You're a solid hip skipper. But honey, I'm hipper. Tell me how come?
Baby, I'm confessing you have got me guessing. Lady, I don't. don't get nowhere. Get me a crazy how-come.
Don't thrill me like you used to.
How-come.
Ain't you still my baby?
Come.
Better stop your lying, alibi, and tell me.
Tell me.
Baby, how-come.
A pewter scooter. Well, snap my peepers shut at midnight and call me curfew. Well, it ain't that diver my kid herself dripping out of a dream. Yes, here she is, your ration of passionate boot, Effie Smith. Oh, Butterbun, step up and palpitate your public with Joe Liggins' tune, The Honey Dripper. Give her the downbeat, Mr. Lunchford.
The honey dripper, killer. The honey dripper, soft, sweet, hot. He's a solid old cat. Really, a mellow hip fat. He jumps and swings. He rips and rides. He gives and shouts. He's high off jive. So dig that cat and jump for joy. You dig that lick, you dig that beat. You get knocked out right on your feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That cat can jam or rip or swing. A hot lick boy, he sure does jump for joy. He's a killer, the Harlem Thriller. He's a ripper, the honey dripper. Swing it on, swing it on, swing it on out then. Swing it on, swing it on, swing it on out then. Swing it on, swing it on, swing it on out then. Swing it on, swing it on, swing it on out then, man. The honey dripper, killer. The honey dripper, soft, sweet, hot. He's a solid old cat. Really, a mellow hip fat. And swings, he rips and rides, he gives and shouts, he's high off jive. So dig that cat and jump for joy. Rebound.
Thank you.
never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. Now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. Now when you turn the light down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble in the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark for a long fire now. I never made love by a lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I ain't mad with you. I ain't mad with you. I ain't mad with you. 'Cause I'm beginning to see the light. For long fire now. I never made love by a lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning. I'll be seeing. Yes, you know, at last I've seen the light. Roly boo roly.
Of course, of course. That lifted me like an automobile jack. So thank you, Effie Smith. Something out of the ordinary now. At 16, he can make the Steinway sit up and beg. Step up and meet Andre Previn. Andre, how come a great classical pianist like you loves jazz so much?
Well, Mr. Whitman, I heard Art Tatum play Sweet Lorraine, and that did it.
And now you're sold on American jazz.
I'm sold on everything American. You know, it isn't so long ago my pop and I ducked out of Berlin the hard way.
Well, we're awful glad you adopted us, Andre, and that goes for all musicians who ever heard you. Heifetz or Eddie Haywood or Turbie or Nat King Cole, they're all blowing the tops. Folks, dig this boy now as he breezes through I Surrender, Dear. Thank you. things from in the very near future. Armed Forces Radio Service brings you another Jimmy Lunsford Blue Plate special. Last year, he served you a melody of classical voot called Alone Together. The arrangement featured Kirtland Bradford on the alto sax, and now another treat for the same combo. It goes in Meditation from Thais, but Jimmy Lunsford and Kirtland Bradford made it come out Fur-Lined Meatball. Get a load of this.
Thank you.
match that was solid as a rock, and how that Lunsford boy can rock it. And now a popular Jolson radio rule, a happy-go-lucky young citizen with a delightful touch of madness, Gary Moore.
Thank you very much, Ernie Whitman, and hi, you guys. It's good to be back on the Jubilee Show. But before we do anything, Ernie, I'd like to make a brief announcement on behalf of a young soldier friend of mine, and I'm sure none of us will mind bearing with me while I read it. It says, young soldier with 2 years' duty overseas would like to meet young widow with 3 children. Object, 85 points. I thought you'd just like to hear about that. And with that to one side, we can get back to the usual topic on this program, good old jazz music. You know, Ernie, to me, a good trumpet solo is almost as good as a vitamin pill.
Well, to me, Gary, a trumpet solo is better than a vitamin pill. I come right down to it. What is a vitamin, anyway?
Well, that's easy to explain. A vitamin is a... it's something that if you don't have it, you don't feel good. But if you do have it, you don't exactly feel it. But you feel good to feel you have had it if you needed it. But you never know if you needed it until you get the feeling maybe you'd feel better if you had had it. Or would you rather be a fish? I don't know. I'm up on all that scientific stuff.
Oh, there. You're a big man of the science, huh? You know all about it.
Oh, indeed I do. You may not believe this, Ernest, but I spend all my spare time thinking about things like, well, things like the moon and the stars and why does a faucet drip?
Now, that is a neat question. Tell me, why does a faucet drip?
Because it can't go... Why, that's so complicated. A very simple problem. And furthermore, Ernie, I'm a very solid man with electricity and stuff.
Oh, then I'd wish you'd come to my house and fix my electric toaster. It's busted.
It's busted? What's wrong with it?
Well, I don't know. I put a piece of bread in it and it stays in 2 minutes and pops right out again.
Yeah. You're all right, too. You're lucky at that. In my toaster, Ernie, the bread refuses to come out at all.
It does?
Yeah, but it just sort of lurks there in the slot, and every time I peep in, it throws crumbs in my eyes. Very, very frightening.
Well, if you're so hot on science, why don't you fix it?
Fix what? Why, bless your little alternating current. I did fix it. I fixed it with parts from a model airplane.
And what happened?
Now the toast not only pops out, it circles the table 3 times before landing. Really, you don't know what fear is until you've been scraped by a slice of whole wheat.
Well, I guess science is all right, but this is a musical show.
Oh, well, I know all about that, too. Have you heard my latest song here?
No, what is it called?
Grandma, please stay home in Wisconsin, because I can't get you a date with Van Johnson.
Oh.
Big thing that's been coming out on the hit parade. But for right now, Ernie, I'm going back a ways and trying to sing a straight version of that fine old tune in the good old summertime. Jimmy, if you will, please.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling down a shady lane with your sweetie pie. I loved you passionately, Carmina Gluckenfudge. Loved you, did I say? Well, I shall never forget the night when we met, my love. I was a cook in a large hotel, and I was cleaning out the vegetable bin. I reached down for an old tomato, and there you were, my sweet. Ah, oh, yes, darling, there you were with those eyes, those lips, that tooth. And I looked at you, my darling, I looked at you with a light in my eyes, a lump in my throat, a little liver pill in my little liver. And I knew that it was love. And I said to you, darling, step out and let me look at you. And out you step. Oh, what a glorious sight, with your hair hanging down over your shoulders, your shoulders hanging down over your hips. And your hips hang. Oh, but I could go on and tell you. And then it was, my angel, that I took your little hands in mine. And I shall never forget the way your hands looked. Why, they looked positively Grecian. Like you'd been Grecian automobile. Oh, but I didn't care for it. At that moment, you spoke. You spoke, my darling, your voice just reeking with love, emotion, and beer. You said, Garrison, my own, I have never been a lonely woman, but for years my soul has been hungry for one thing. Do you know how to make meatballs? Shyly, I dropped my eyes and said, I do. And so we were married, and for 3 weeks we ate nothing but meatballs. Meatballs for breakfast, meatballs for lunch, and meatballs for dinner. And I didn't get much sleep, because when my bedtime rolled around, so did the meatballs. Oh, yes, my darling, we could have been so happy. But then, it happened. We were on a vacation out in the country, and on our travels we had to cross a flimsy bridge with a sheer drop of 100 feet on either side. We didn't notice how strong the wind was that day, but suddenly we felt the bridge begin to sway beneath our feet. As the wind increased in fury, the bridge began to turn and twist. Suddenly I heard the horrible sound of splitting timbers. "Look out, Tommy," I yelled. "The bridge is falling! It's falling, my darling! Run for your life! It's falling! No, no!"
Strolling down a shady lane in the glow of summertime.
Thank you, Gary Moore, and thanks for coming. Looks like we're going to stash the jive and take five, but here's a mellow memo. We'll be back again next week to synchronize your beat to the Jubilee Heat. That goes for all you Jacksons and Dilson and every part of the Rand McNally and all sides of the Big Moist. Until then, this is Ernie Digby, baby, I'm a hot potato. Whitman saying from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.